with Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff. Coach, how you doing?
Great. How you doing, Rick?
Oh, we're doing well. And, you know, looking back, we just talked with Stoneham football coach Bob Almeida and then Hamilton Wenham football coach Jim Rudloff. And, boy, you can't get those guys out of the game. They may retire from teaching, but they ain't leaving football.
Yeah, no, I actually saw Bob Almeida a couple weeks ago. He's been around forever, but you're right. Even more so is Jim Pugh. seems like he's been around. I mean, he was at the Super Bowl in 2009. I know the year that we were there with Masco.
Yep.
He'd been there a couple times before that, but he's done a great job over there. They have some really good players, and you know, in just his second year there, what he's done is impressive, and what Coach Almeida's done in Stoneham after so many years in Wilmington, you know, he's done a tremendous job too. So two very great coaches.
It's great, and you know the Cape, the North Shore area, the Essex County area, North Shore, Cape Ann League, Northeast Conference, all doing well. Lynn English is still in it. You guys are still in it. Danvers just missed over the weekend. What do you think of that game?
Unbelievable. You know, all of the games were similar in weird kind of ways. You know, with the collapse in the second half, in a sense. You know, Danvers almost took advantage of Tewksbury's kind of collapse, or the great play by Danvers in the second half. Same thing happened in our game with Wilmington, and you know, English is the team that just you know, is so impressive. Chris Carroll's a great coach. He doesn't get enough credit because when he first started coaching over in English, they didn't really have success right away. And what Chris has really done is, you know, he has taken that program and decided that he was going to change really everything about it. And I hate to use the word rotten, because it's not an indictment of anything that was going on before then, but Chris knew that to solve, you know, the things that had been illing English, you know, was something that he needed to go in a little bit deeper and make sure, you know, the eligibility of kids, their grades, things like that, that started from the school level, you know, in the classroom, and get the kids and the coaches and really the football program a little bit more integrated into what the kids' daily lives were. And you know, Chris and I had that conversation a while ago where he was telling me that this is some of the things he wanted to do. But you really see the results of it now, you know, just the way those kids carried themselves at the 7-on-7s, the way that, you know, their coaching staff, just everything, you know, you really saw when Chris first got there, that the changes he wanted to make and that the environment changed, and you really see it now, and couldn't be happier for him because he's really a good person and has done some good things there.
You know, I'm happy to hear that, Coach, and I think that, you know, as a football coach, you got to feel really good when the kids, I was just talking to Coach Almeida about this, when they get the idea of team concept and what it means in terms of being part of something bigger than yourself, and it teaches self-discipline. But Coach Ingram is always saying, you know, it's believe it or not, football is all about life, and there is a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, there really is, and, you know, another shout-out, Coach Nolan, over in Danvers has done that, you know, and I know that Sean Terrio started out in the program, but you really get a sense with Danvers that they've changed the culture, and by doing that, you're asking the kids to change everything that they're doing. You know, the kids have so much in their lives today that can fill up those empty spaces, and getting the kids to make wise choices and practical choices and good choices, that, you know, is such a big part of what we do. And with these different guys like Chris Carroll, you know, I'm sure Bob Almeida's always done it, but, you know, Ryan Nolan, they're getting those kids to make the smart choices, and those choices that they make in the classroom and in life, it's so easy to have that reflect on the football program. It's really hard to do it the other way around. You can have a winning football program, but your kids can still be a bunch of jerks and not be good people, you know. But to do it the other way is the right way to do it, and really try to change the culture of your program, and you'll see it reflect in the W's. It doesn't happen overnight all the time, but when you do start to see it, it's really great.
Coach, how much, how difficult is it, and I don't even know if I should be asking this, but how difficult is it to relate on a personal level to so many different kids? Because each kid brings his own psyche, he brings his own problems, his own ego to the game, and you have to somehow put that together on a chessboard and make it work so that the guy beside him can trust him. So, you know, that's one of the great challenges of working with these youngsters, isn't it?
It is, and everyone has their own way. You know, there isn't one way to do it. There's things that I see guys that are very, very good at being sort of the military drill instructor type of guy, and that works. You know, you have to be true. You have to be, you know, true to who you are. You can't, like, I could never pull that off. I could never be the hardo. That's just, it's not part of my personality. I'm fortunate I use my humor with the kids. You know, and I have a good staff around me that we all kind of fit in different ways into a puzzle that works for the kids. I've also been blessed with great kids. You know, they have good parents, and so I don't run into too many problems that are super difficult to solve. But you know, you use what you have, and for me, it's, you know, I use my sense of humor and try to make a connection with the kids that way and try to get them to buy into what we're trying to sell.
All right, and you do it very well, I might say, as all the coaches we've been talking with. Coach, let's look at some of the numbers. And your game on Saturday, and I won't belabor the point, but it was a tale of two halves, obviously. You guys dominated the first, and Wilmington dominated the second. What did your kids learn, and what are you going to work on this week as a result of that game?
Well, certainly, you know, one of the things, conditioning, you know, we had let it get away from us the last couple of weeks as we were getting healthy. You know, this guy's coming back from an ankle, this guy's coming back from a concussion. You know, I made the dumb mistake of starting to take it easy a little bit on the way we practiced and conditioning and things like that. We're trying to let everybody's bodies heal, and I think that kind of came to light in the game, in the second half especially. We didn't do a very good job substituting in the first half, too. Things were going so well that we were just like, wow, you know, let's keep those guys in there. So you saw that come out in the second half. Wilmington certainly stepped it up. You know, they were a different team in the second half than they were in the first half. And you know, that was a big part of it. I think X's and O's wise, we have to get better at stopping the pass. We put so much focus this year into stopping the run. It seems like every time we get an opponent, they're a run-oriented team. You know, they're full house backfield, two tight ends, wings, and that's been this whole season. This is the first time that we played a team that was sort of 50-50 between spread heavy sets and regular spread, and when it got down to the regular spread stuff, we kind of showed our rustiness, and normally that's something we're very good at, because that's our offense. And really, this week, you know, against Melrose, that's kind of what we have to do, is make the adjustments to go back to defending an offense that's a lot like ourselves and be ready for kind of a 50-50 run-pass type of game.
Wasn't able to get a hold of Coach Morris, been trying to, because I wanted to match up all the coaches tonight, and we were able to with the other game. But what do you see from Melrose, Coach?
It's a very similar to the same stuff we do. You're going to get a very equal dose of one back, two back. Occasionally they'll go with three backs, occasional tight end. But you're going to see lots of different formations on offense. They run gap schemes, zone schemes, man schemes in their blocking. Very, very smart football team, very well coached. They do have a few kids they'll sub in and out, kind of a stable of about three or four running backs with one real key player, number four for them, the running back. He's been terrific for them all there. He's a playmaker. He can win games for them. But they also have, you know, three other backs that have scored multiple touchdowns, and they also have two quarterbacks that they use. One kid that stayed with a little bit more than the other, but two kids that have gotten at least split the time, sort of 60-40. The main guy, number 12, reminds me a lot of Spencer Craig, who we had a few years ago, a fullback that can throw the ball. And then they have two very good receivers, a big 6'3", tight end who also plays wide receiver, and number 11, who's kind of their Julian Edelman, who's terrific, just a real playmaker. So offensively, they've got a ton of weapons. Defensively, it's interesting. Coach Morris has a philosophy. They play the 4-4, mostly cover three, although they certainly have some different things they throw in there. But he has a very strong belief that you pick a defense and you play it and you teach your kids how to defend everything in that defense. And so it's not like some of the other teams that we've played where we have to, you know, get ready for these seven different looks they're going to give us. They stay, for the most part, in that defense. Number of different blitzes and some different coverages that they do out of it.
Unbelievable. Coach, my head is spinning. Oh, God. Well, we're going to have our work cut out for us. I can't wait to get there on Friday night. Jim, thank you so much for taking the time, and thank you for all your help this season. I really appreciate it and look forward to seeing you guys on Friday.
Great. Thanks, Rick. Hopefully you bring us luck again.
I hope so. Take care, Coach.
Bye.